Good fucking morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening from. Welcome back to GTFU, Grow the Fuck Up, with me, Mariah. Yeah, thank you to all those people that listen from, like, Norway and Belgium and, Greece and India and Russia and Germany. Just kidding, I probably don't have that many people. There actually are a few people that listen from, like, overseas, so it's great. So hi to all you people. Thanks for listening. Today is going to be all about me, essentially. well, about you guys answering my Q&As from my Instagram. So I'm just going to do a quick episode today just because I'm not feeling great and I don't really have time. And I sort of just want to put myself out there in probably the best way I possibly can today as I'm feeling quite shit. I'll tell you about a bit about my week. It was really good. I love my second job at the moment. It's great. I'm still learning it. It's still very, you know, a lot. But it's great. It's so different to what I'm used to. Well, most of the components are, but yeah, I love it. And what else is new? I don't really know. I'm moving soon. Everything is changing. The world is changing. I am changing. I literally have been to the gym 3 times in the last week, so that's been great. That's not normal. And yeah, I think I'm getting my period, so everything's sort of just feeling like shit at the moment. Anyway, let's get into it. So I'm just gonna go through best dress, like who asked me questions first, and just like what questions I can answer, relatively, you know, appropriately. So the first one was, what sets your soul on fire? And thank you, Miss, you know, who sent this in. Love you to bits. So I think I really love to talk about what I'm interested in and what I'm passionate about. And I love to teach people what I'm passionate about and what I know for a fact, and or how to do something that I know pretty well. Like, let's say teaching people how to ride a horse, like the basics, that's pretty fucking easy for me. Like, I'm not some horse whisperer, or I don't have that great of horsemanship, but you know, I've tried over the years and I have learned a lot of things. So I guess something like that, and also just talking about the problems that I, you know, see and actually have going on in my life, and people that, and also stories and, you know, lessons that I've learned, or people, or lessons from other people that they've learned. And I've just, you know, I like listening and I like talking about it. And I like telling people to grow the fuck up. I don't actually say that very often at all. I just, you know, I try and get people to actually see the realistic side of things and how it can actually benefit them. And that's pretty much what this podcast is about. I don't actually love what I do that often, to be honest. I do have a lot of difficulty actually enjoying what I do because I don't think it's, you know, I think it's right for me, but I just know that's not what I want to do forever, and it's not something that I actually purely enjoy, and I don't actually want to persist with it for the rest, you know, for at least, like, I like to leave jobs. I sort of have a history of leaving jobs within a year, but I haven't actually found a job that I've liked for more than 2 weeks and enjoyed for more than 2 weeks. Like, there's definitely aspects of it, but you know, that's not something that I, like, I try to encompass how I'm going to, you know, move forward with my life with this job actually in it and being a massive part of it. And I think my current job now is actually going really well, and I think I'm going to enjoy it. And, you know, most people that do have worked there have been there for 1+ years, and, you know, a lot of people have been there for more than 2. So it's sort of, it's definitely a, I don't know what you would call it, it's a really great atmosphere, and I think cultural, you know, like team culture and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm going into it. So number 2 is, how to not feel guilty about mentally iffy like people job that you do love. So this one didn't make sense, but I've already like gone over it and I know what it means. So it's sort of like having the guilt of leaving a job that you like, but it's no longer benefiting you and you no longer actually enjoy to the capacity of what you used to. And you feel bad for leaving it because you don't want the people to hate you, or you don't want, you know, to disappoint them or let them down. But in order for your success and for your growth and for your achievability and your happiness, you have to fucking leave. I mean, it's easier said than done. Last year, I wanted to leave pretty much every month, once a month. And I didn't, because I knew I'd regret leaving, because it's just not something that I do. I like to persist whether or not my mental and physical health is stable, to be honest. And so my advice for you, I guess, well, from what I've done, is I know the boundaries and limitations of myself. And I knew that last year when I was on the station, I could do better and I wanted to do better, even though I was like, ugh, fucking, I don't want to do better and hate my job at the same time. You know, I don't know how to do that, and I don't know how to like a job and, you know, do better at the same time. So I think I definitely like picked up my act a little bit, and I decided that it was either all in or leave. Like, you know, my performance, obviously, by the sounds of what I've said in my previous episodes, like, I didn't love it. So I wasn't passionate about it. I was fucking lazy as shit. I tried not to be, but mentally I was like, fuck this. Like, some things I could do fine. Just, there were particular days that I wasn't feeling great and my mood would change. And I also think I had a lot of injuries to my head, which I never really got properly, I guess, inspected. And I think that was sort of a major problem as well, because I was always like worried about hurting myself and then making it worse and not knowing really where my limitations lie, because I didn't think that, you know, I had any limitations due to my line of work, if you know what I mean. Like, I just didn't want to, I wanted to be a hard bitch, but I didn't want to push myself to the brink of like, I'm going to die, or I'm, you know, there's a chance of me actually getting really badly hurt and not coming back from it. So I just had all this shit going on in my brain, and I also was in a relationship that was 24 hours away from me and I hated my life. So it was just a lot. And I think, obviously, the person that wrote this in, I did actually have a chat to about what I did last year, and I don't know if she replied to me or not. I'm pretty sure she didn't. That's okay. Love you anyway. I honestly think, trust your gut and trust your limitations and trust your boundaries. But in order to know those boundaries and limitations, you first have to either exceed them to the point of no return, and you sort of like need to learn where you should stop before you do go over the brink. Or you just stop before you go too far. So yeah, essentially just trust your instincts, find out what your limitations and boundaries are, find out whether you're going to regret leaving, like figure out whether you feel like you're going to regret leaving or feel like you are going to regret staying. Is it really that bad? Can you push out another month or something? If you have a contract and you're like, I need to get out of this before it's like way too far in, then just do it. Honestly, you probably won't regret it. Like, either way, you're going to be opening new opportunities and ending old ones, and you'll be fine either way. Like, whatever choice you make, like that pathway will lead you to something better, and it doesn't matter how much better the other pathway would have been. You can always get there. You can always get where you want to be. And you can never really look back, to be honest, because you can't change the past. Guilt is inevitable, but overcoming guilt is remembering that it is your life. It's your fucking life. Like, you have every reason to say no and to say stop or to go and push yourself to see where that boundary and limitation lies. It is really up to you to decide where and how you're going to do something. I had a lot of people, just before I finished on that question, I had a few people telling me to stay because they knew I'd regret it if I left, and they knew I could finish it before I actually sort of tipped over the point of fucking no return with my mental health. But then again, they didn't really know the entire side of my story and didn't really know how I actually felt about it, because I didn't really speak that elaborately, if that's a word, elaborately on why I wanted to stay and why I wanted to leave. So yeah, it's your environment, your instincts and your choices that really make up that question and how to overcome guilt. Number three is, what has been your lowest point in your life? This is a hard one. I've had a lot of low points. And the one that I've spoken briefly about in my previous episodes is when I wanted to die, essentially. And it gets me really emotional because it kind of just brings back feelings. Oh my God. I genuinely, if you hear like, that's my chair and the table moving, so I'm sorry. I think that, you know, after I first like delved deep into like depression and that sort of stuff, when I like suffered the most was probably, it wasn't the worst part. It was the part when I realized that I needed to do something, otherwise I was going to kill myself. And I was so grateful that I to hold my mum, and she helped me out, like both my parents did. My mum was like predominantly the one that could get me to appointments and things. So I went to if you haven't already listened to this before or to my previous episodes, I went to a naturopath or a homeopath or something, and I basically got acupuncture and homeopathic remedies to help me with my sleep and depression, that sort of stuff, because a lot of it I think was sleep, because I could never sleep properly. And I'd say from my reaction to that question, it would probably be when I was 15 and I wanted to die. And, you know, like I didn't want to deal with the shit that I had going on in my head. And there are reasons, like there are very, very big reasons and very big events that happened within those years, within those from like 14 to 17, but it was when I was 15 I got that stuff. I was helped, you know, but there were major events that really triggered like every episode of depression, etc., which were things now that I really want to talk about, but I'm just not sure if I really can. And you know, I don't know whether that will bring me more peace, because if I say it on here, I'm going to have to say it in a very important place and probably ruin a lot of lives. And I probably shouldn't say that either, but I think everyone has secrets and everyone has, like, it's not a secret, but like everyone, you know, everyone has things that they could bring to life again and potentially ruin someone's life. And I'm not entirely sure if it's up to me to do that or not. I'm not sure if it will help me. I'm not sure if, you know, like it's one of those things where I just don't know if I should even mention it, because if I talk about something like that, I feel like I have the responsibility to stand up for those actions and also inspire other people to stand up against those actions. And, you know, it's just a lot, and I don't want anyone to, you know, like, I don't give a fuck if you judge me for it or if you have some fucked up opinion about it. I don't give a fuck. It's my choice at the end of the day, and you cannot, like, if you message me or if someone close to me listens to this and is like, well, you may as well fucking say it now. No, actually, I may as well fucking not. Like, there's, like, don't even bother, honestly. It's raining, oh my god. Anyway, contrast to, oh my god, it's raining. Should I just stop and wait? Yeah, I'm gonna stop and wait. Number 4, what was my highest point in my life? Honestly, I don't necessarily have a super high point in my life. I've had a lot of high points, to be honest. I think each one it grows the other, but the one that I really loved was when I realized I never ever had to deal with a particular person ever again. Like, I did not, like, zero, like, I didn't have to have any communication. I no longer had to sit and wait for text. I no longer had to do anything. I never had to think of that guy, like, I've already given away anyone ever again. And, you know, like, I just woke up the next morning and I was like, I went for a walk, 5 a.m, whatever the fuck it was, with my dog. I was like, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be fun. This is gonna be really cool. Like, I sort of received some sort of, like, confirmation on the basis of a breakup, and I was like, yeah, sick. That part of me is over. Like, that chapter is over. And, you know, even though it really hurt, still, I was still like, I still felt like I had so much more to have, like, so much more to do. And I was like, oh my god, new opportunities just arose from nowhere. Like, if I didn't have those, if I didn't have this thought pattern right now, I would not even think those things were opportunities right now. So I was like, I never have to listen to this person ever again, and I never have to talk to them ever again if I didn't want to. Yes, maybe I would have to interact at some point in my life, but I wouldn't have to on the level that I used to. So it was a very happy time for me. And also another highest point, I don't know, just realized that I sort of have what I deserve at the moment, and opportunities are coming out of my ass like fucking a flood right now. That sounds disgusting. Oh my god. But there are so many things going on, and I, you know, like, there's definitely people involved, and there's definitely things that I've done, but, you know, all in all, my environment, my relationships, my family, like, you know, friendships and romantic relationship, with Liam, obviously, and just, like, everything is going on right now is pretty good, actually, considering I still sort of hate myself, but I don't know. Anyway, number 5, what is the best and worst advice you've been given? Answer for best would be, it won't get done by itself. But I also still don't give a fuck, even if that is the case. Like, I'm honestly that lazy. If it comes to me and things that I need to do, I'm like, ugh, like, what's the fucking point? But, you know, with other people, I'm like, oh my god, I have to do that now. The worst advice I have been given is, I don't think I've ever had bad advice. I've always taken it on as some sort of lesson to either listen to them or not, or to figure it out on my own. And whoever's thumping their fucking feet next door, I'm going to kill them. I'm kidding. Anyway, yeah. So I think my best advice would be, you will always have moments of doubt in yourself, and you'll always require closure to move on and, you know, waste the day of your life, more or less. But learn how to live without the pressure of everyone else's weight, and put your energy into things that are worth giving a fuck. Like, put your energy into things that you can achieve and you can modify and you can help with, and you can, you know, have time, what you have time for, instead of feeling guilty and doing it out of spite or guilt. That's going to get you fucking nowhere. It's just putting you 3 steps back. Like, why would you do that? And that's the thing that I used to do. I used to fucking always put myself out for someone else, even when they, you know, they did it for me, but they sure as fuck didn't really deserve it back at the end of the day. And I still did it. I still, you know, I really try not to now. I really try to sort of make, I sort of try and have a precautionary measure in front of me in case I ever have to do, you know, anything that I used to do ever again. Like anything that I, you know, wasn't actually, what I, anything that I didn't actually want to do, you know, I still say, no, I'm busy, or no, look, I can't really, I can't afford it. Like I can't, like genuine reasons, but I'm still like, I can't just say no, you know, like there's no real, like I don't want to offend anyone, but I genuinely just don't feel like doing that. And I think that is probably the greatest success to your happiness, doing the things that you want to do. And yes, you have the power to say no and yes to things that you feel would make you feel better or make you a better person, or, you know, practice things with gratitude and practice things that actually mean something and that maybe you won't regret in the future. Like, will you think about it? If someone asks, this is what you can think about next time someone asks you to do something for them. Will, this is what you need to think to yourself and ask you this, and ask yourself this question: will I regret this in 6 months' time? Like, is this good for me? Will this benefit me? Will this benefit the other person? And will I receive it back? Or just simple, just say, will I regret this in 6 months or 3 years or 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 or when I'm 70 or whatever? Just ask that question and grow the fuck up a little bit and say no. Yes, it's hard to say first, but once you start doing it, it's a lot easier. And I still don't say no all the time, but I try and make, you know, I try to be respectful and actually give the person the real reason I don't want to, or the real reason that I can't, or that at least a reason as to why I couldn't do something. So, I don't know, it just depends how your friendship and relationship dynamic works, or when you meet with strangers, if they ask you to help you put shopping in the car and, you know, it's obviously not someone who's going to fucking kidnap you or whatever. You know, just think about those things. And also stranger danger, and be careful out there. So I'm going to do like a quote of the week, I think. Yeah, just to make up some time, because I think my episode is quite short, but it's wholesome, I think. But I still want to add like a few little things to the end of it. And the quote I'm going to go with is, simply let things arise and unfold naturally. Instead of formulating expectations and worrying, things usually turn out just perfectly. It sounds like I'm reading that out of a book. But how great is that? Like, I used to try and remember that when I was like, really, I guess, in a really toxic mental state where I was just like trying to formulate, like trying to I'd always expect things from people, and particularly one person, and I would always almost 9 out of 10 times be let down. It's really raining out here, so if this doesn't sound good, I'm sorry, but it's also kind of a mood, I don't know. Yeah, and I think that also, oh my God, I just saw another quote, sorry, on Pinterest. May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. Yeah, that's also in relation to letting things like unfold naturally, because you don't really want to, you know, make all your choices based on expectations and worrying about things and how they go. You want to make choices in where you can decide to go one way or the other when the opportunity arises. Like, I guess for something just so basic would be like, or actually no, I'm not going to say that, but letting yourself just be in the moment and wait for the opportunity and wait for the situation to arise before actually putting any expectations on it and worrying is probably the only way you're going to get out of a toxic, like people make other people psycho, like unless you're actually like diagnosed with some sort of what's it called, like mental disorder or whatever. Like, I know for a fact that I was just so fucking crazy about this thing that happened, and I was always let down because I always had these expectations and I always hoped that they would meet them eventually. Like, at some point, surely they've got to make me happy, and I'm going to keep working towards that. I'm going to keep fucking, you know, being sad and crying when I get let down, but, you know, someday, surely, they're going to do what makes me happy, and then they're going to, make me happy by doing that certain thing. So it's just, it's so confusing to hear it from the other end, but, I mean, like, it must be, but just, yeah, your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. Like, you know, I guess you could say, like, if, you're going on a date or something and you're making the choice to wear a certain thing and, you know, you want to put your hair up in a certain way or you want to dress a certain way or you want to say certain things and you want to talk about certain things. If you've got all that worked out, that's reflecting your hopes of how that person is going to react and, respond to everything you want, everything you're putting out there. So you're essentially just leaving yourself open to be let down. So formulating expectations is something that you can do momentarily when the opportunity and the situation arises directly, like when that person is like in your face, you know, like you're having dinner or something. Think about it then. Think about this. There's just little things that coagulate, cooperate with, you know, making choices and then having expectations and then worrying about those if they're going to be met or not. Like, if you're someone that's always let down, either fuck them off or stop having expectations of them. Like, it's two-way, like, both of those are probably gonna end hand in hand. Like, yeah, I don't know. Does that make sense? I'm not sure. And I was just thinking, actually, I might add a few more questions in. So I think I was up to number 6 or 7. But I think, what was it? What was the question? Oh, shit. It was, what, on a scale of 1 to 10... What would you rate your self-worth? Like, what would you rate your self-love / self-worth? And I think it would be a 5 because it is as cliche as it sounds, it's a journey. And as annoying as it fucking is, it really is a journey. Like, you're never going to get there overnight, and confidence comes in waves, and self-love comes in waves, I think. Like, I think I'm not sure if I said this in my previous episodes. I hate repeating myself, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I was taught that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So doing new things and trying new things and getting where you want to be, to start off, you should go slow and then understand all the principles of that aspect or whatever you're trying to learn or whatever you're trying to achieve. And then the slower and so what makes that slow smooth is the understanding of all those components and aspects and blah, 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 like all of those things that make up your end result. So when you go from smooth, you go to fast, because smooth becomes faster and faster and faster the more you repeat yourself and the more understanding you have. Repetition is everything. And to be honest, I just had a fucking brainwave. Repetition is everything. If you repeat, like, this is, okay, oh my God, I just had a brainwave. Repetition is fucking everything, right? You think about it. If you talk to yourself in a shit way, or you have bad thoughts all the time, or you're constantly, you know, in a shit environment, or you're, you know, always thinking about a certain person, you're basically manifesting all of those things as by repeating them within your daily life. So I guess I'm gonna, yeah, so for self-love and for self-worth, I've never really tried gratitude or chakras or, you know, actually meditating to the point where I'm repeating the statement or the chakra, which is usually like a line, like a sentence or a word that you repeat while you're meditating, which I so understand now, because you're sort of understanding it to the point where, you know, it's slow to start off. You're like, okay, let's choose a word such as like love. You're repeating it while you're meditating, right? Some of you who don't know how to meditate, you should probably go look it up, but whatever. But when you meditate, you repeat a chakra, usually, like, depending on what you do. And that chakra could be a word, whatever I said, just a sentence or whatever. So this one is love. So the more you repeat it, the easier it becomes to sort of get out of your mouth. Like, sort of, you know, you're like, love, love, love. But you usually do it, like, quite slowly. And, yeah, so... just take that for an example. So if you do that with certain self-care, you know, processes or projects that you have, like taking a bath every week, once a week or twice a week, having a massage once a week or twice a week, you know, what else? Like writing down what you're grateful for and what you love about yourself, and focusing on those positive things that you do like about yourself, so that you can move from what you like and start, you know, focus on that and everything will follow. Like repeating things makes, like, it's like learning, it's like teaching in school. If you repeat things, you eventually understand the derivatives of that subject or that, you know, notion or theory or whatever. And the more you repeat it, you actually understand it, and the more results that you get, like the same result that you get, or it could be different, it could alleviate a bit, but the results that you have from repetition are usually the same, and that's why you keep going back. However, when you're trying to work out a problem, repetition is often the worst thing that you can do, because if you're doing something and you're not getting the end result that you want, repeating it over and over and over again is never going to help you. It's going to drive you crazy. And that's what I did with my relationship. It fucking drove me crazy, because I expected all these things over and over and over and over and over again, and it never fucking came, and it never fucking differentiated. Ever. Not from one aspect, not from one expectation to the other. Never fucking differentiated. Is that even a fucking word? I don't know. So I think, I love to get philosophical, but I just, yeah. If you repeat things, repeat it to broaden your understanding of how you feel, or repeat it to broaden your understanding of what it will feel like if you keep repeating it. And so that, the second line that I just said then, broaden your horizons so that you know what it feels like to keep repeating it. You know, if you are having a problem and you're not getting to a resolution, and you know for a fact that it's either you that keeps repeating the same angst of, you know, expectation or whatever, try something new. Just acknowledge that you're doing it and then change it. It's just like working on a math problem that you keep doing over and over again, and you're doing it the same way at the same time, you know, whatever, and you're not getting the same answer. And you are getting the same answer, but it's wrong. Think of it like that. Repetition is everything. You either know what it's going to feel like if you repeat it again, or you have the opportunity to know what it feels like when you do repeat it. And it just depends what you're doing. Honestly, working out trial and error is everything. I said this in my previous episode. Trial and error is fucking everything. And maybe I'm just going to make a list of all the things that you should fucking... Yeah. Trial and error, repetition. I don't know what else I've talked about. Giving zero fucks also is a big thing with me. And yeah, I think I'm going to leave it at that because I just had a brainwave. And to those who probably already think about it like that, thanks for not giving the heads up, bro. I think I'm going to end it right now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Love you all, team. I'm going to call you team because there's no I in team. And although I am doing this by myself, there are support out there and I feel like you guys are like my team. So I found a nickname. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, yeah, have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great day tomorrow. Fucking grow the fuck up and just be fucking wicked. Love yous. Bye.